Each and every show, we kick it around with talk radio news. One of my faves, former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, and he is the teacher's pet, I think, with Ellen Ratner anyway. So he joins us right at the top. Ellen loves you. She waves your flag everywhere. I'm serious. You know what? She should have been the person who ran your campaigns, although you might have had some good people, but man, you would have been in immediately. She loves you, Bob.
Oh, she's great. I love her.
Yeah, she's a great lady. Speaking of ladies, Senator Murray, what was the deal with her Women Against Violence, that whole bill, and that she was trying to, I think, go back and forth with Republicans and whatnot? What happened there?
There's two things. One's public policy and the other's politics. But the public policy end of it, Senator Patty Murray from Washington, she's, you know, the top fourth-ranking Senate Democratic member, but she has a bill, and it's the Violence Against Women Act. Now, she's getting signals from the House, and this is where the bad politics comes in from them, signals from the House that they would like some type of compromise when it comes to the measure she has in for Native American, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender women, and immigrant victims of domestic violence. Now, that amendment specifically in the Senate went on a bipartisan, no problem basis. So now the House is, this is the politics of it, you know, is bringing it up, and I say bad politics because you've got Republicans in the Senate that went along with Senator Murray. Republicans are weak on the women's issues, and we all know, you know, what's going on with that. And all of a sudden, they're sending these signals to her. So she came out at a press conference today and said, nah, not going to happen. No way, no compromise, period.
Ooh.
That's gonna be, it's going to be very interesting. She's holding her ground, which she needed to do on this. She's got the vote in the Senate. She's got the upper hand. And
right.
To start to even talk compromise would have, on a public policy basis, wouldn't have been the smart thing to do.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. Student loan, that's interesting. We're waiting to see because that's kicking in. I think July 1st is what we're talking about, right? Friday. So, next
right.
Friday. So, student loan, or actually, no, this Friday. Is
that's
it this
right.
Friday? Yeah, this Friday.
Right.
So 50-50 chance that it's going to go through or not go through is what Senator Harry Reid said. Am I right?
That's right. He's given it still 50-50. Now, Mitch McConnell, the Republican Senate Minority Leader, said final approval, of course, depends on the House Republicans. So he's kind of covering himself. You know, the Senate's done their work on this. Now, Senator Reid says they're very close to a final deal on this, you know, on the Malta Transportation Authorization Bill. They're trying to do that. He said, but this one might be a 50-50. So, I don't know. Staffs are continuing to talk. I don't understand the transportation bill being controversial at all anyway.
I don't know
why it's controversial. And the student loan, how you don't stop it from doubling with this economical situation, a lot of people are wanting to go to school again to, you know, further themselves.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. We'll say, flip a coin, I guess he's right, 50-50. No 50-50.
You never know.
Yeah. Actually, it reminds me of an old joke. Heads I win, tails you lose. Do you get it?
Right.
The D.C. court, a very conservative court, says, yeah, greenhouse gases. Are you kidding me? How did that happen? How did I miss this?
This one shocked me. A federal appeals court, and as you said, it's the D.C. court, very conservative, but it upheld the Environmental Protection Agency greenhouse gas rules. So this is a definite clear victory for the Obama administration. Now, it's sure to, you know, have election year wrangling over it, but the environmentalists are, you know, praising, obviously, the three-judge unanimous decision on an 82-page ruling. So it leaves it intact for the first-time regulations and the authority to craft future ones for global warming. So big victory, didn't get much attention, but it's a big victory for President Obama.
Yeah, Thursday's D-Day healthcare, you know that we've been tossing this back and forth for a long time. What's the buzz lately in Washington? What's everybody talking about?
Well, of course, hard to predict, but they did hold this to the end, and the buzz is that the mandate is going to be found unconstitutional. Other parts are going to be kept, so you've got this hybrid, I don't know what, monster or whatever you've got. And if I were the president, if I were a betting man right now, I would say that the president should just turn around and say, okay, gentlemen and ladies, what do you want to do? You know, I did my part. What do you want to do? You want to just let people sit? You've got a hybrid that's not going to work. You have to have law change and rules change.
Right.
So I think he will punt it into their court, I would assume.
Yeah, I agree with you. This is another wait and see, but we only have, you know, clock is ticking.
Oh, yeah.
We only have to wait till Thursday morning. Bob Nay, Talk Radio
Thank
News,
you.
Always a pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you, Kate.
All right, coming up this hour, we're going to lighten the load somewhat at the tail end anyway when we go to Hollywood and talk to our man there, Stephen Shohet, about, of all things, Charlie Sheen and how he's doing with his new series. The guy has like 9 lives plus, seems to be bouncing back, finds a way to make fun of himself for all the nuttiness that happened 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, and whether this show ends up being a home run or not, too early to tell, I think, at this point. But an interesting career, certainly, with Charlie Sheen. Also, we're going to talk about how, in a little bit of a business-slash-movie segment, how a lot of people now are going to the movies and combining the whole thing. They have these things called Studio Movie Grills, where you go and eat dinner, actually, when you're there, and watch a flick or have a drink or, you know, whatever it is. You can still get popcorn, but you can actually have a meal. That works for me because usually I'm short on time. Probably some of you can relate on this where you decide at the last second you're going out to the movies and you're starving or, you know, and you want to try to combine the two and it's too late and you're in the in-between time. That kind of solves that riddle. And we have DVD reviews too because I always throw those in since we do our cheap movie review on Friday morning. Also, we're going to talk about the Colorado wildfires. Boy, this has just gotten worse. It's the winds. It's epic, this fire. It may go down in history as one of the worst of all time. You got fire lines all over the place. Colorado Springs is a nightmare. Now they're talking about 32,000 new evacuations, telling people get out of here. And that's what the scene you see. I mean, you see people fleeing. This is radio, but picture this. You have minutes to get out of your neighborhood, so you're grabbing hardly anything, jumping in a car, and you are out. And that's what's happened to a lot of these folks. So you would think by now, though, that many of them would have thought, we're towns over, but still maybe we should just plan ahead. I understand there's like no hotel rooms, nothing. It makes sense with that many people being evacuated, where are they all going? And they're setting up shelters for some of them, that kind of stuff. But it's terrible because, boy, if you've ever been to Denver, Colorado Springs isn't really too far away, and it's beautiful. I mean, pick a place in Colorado and picture in your mind, you know, you got giant, beautiful trees and, you know, the incredible eye candy, the scenery, and a lot of that scenery is being shredded. When this is all said and done, I wonder how many acres will be destroyed by this fire. And speaking of destruction, Tropical Storm Debby, still a nightmare for many of the people in Florida. A lot of the water didn't recede in some of those low-lying areas. Some of the bridges were knocked out. A lot of scenes of cars that were floating, or the stop sign, you could see just the top of the stop sign. And this was all over Florida, almost all the counties. I think only 20 counties were spared from brutal rains, and especially the panhandle. Pretty nasty stuff there, too. So Mother Nature playing a big part in wrecking a few lives in Florida and the Gulf Coast area, and then in Colorado and the Southwest, we got the fires. Coming up on the flip side, some odds and ends. Now what after the Supreme Court ruling? Homeland Security jumps in Arizona and says not so fast. I'll explain in just a minute. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Arizona and the immigration law, SB 1070. We're going to get to that in just a second here. But first, kind of on the back end of what I was just talking about, Colorado, because I got a ton of emails from people who live in Colorado. One, I have some college friends that live in Colorado, and they're okay because I'm trying to get in touch with everyone, as you can imagine, to make sure, because they're kind of on that border area of where the fire seems to be headed. And so many other fire people now have been called in from all over the place. I mean, all the way through Missouri. I heard today some units from Illinois went down to help out. So you can imagine it's every man or woman that they can get on some of these lines, because it's that bad in trying to contain it. And that's what happens when you have that lush forest and it just goes up in seconds, and it is so dry, and it's really the winds. The winds, I learned from several firemen that I've worked with in the past, that it's the winds that's really the killer when you have that dry stuff happening. So anyway, here's the governor of Colorado, John Hickenlooper. Here's what he had to say about what's happening and how awful it is and how infuriating it is, too, especially with the accusations about what are they doing with all the money.
We've now got roughly, between all the forest fires, you know, we're getting close to 175,000 acres that have been, in one way that we've been defending, have been burned in the last number of weeks. We are going to keep fighting these fires and protecting people's homes and making sure everybody's safe as hard as we can. And again, wisely, we're not wasting any money. It infuriates me, and it just makes my blood boil. I want to, you know, it creates a physical reaction in me.
Ooh, he was not happy about lots of people criticizing what's happening in trying to contain the fire, and the accusations of waste, and then what's happening even with the investigation and things, how things started. But from what I understand, from somebody I talked to today, actually an arson investigator, through the chain, it's the conditions. It's that they were ripe for this thing to be chaotic and take off in a couple of different directions. All right, different directions, a lot of different directions on the Arizona law. I mean, now the Supreme Court has ruled, but in actuality, they have to, at least in that state, they have to figure out a way to make this a reality. Now, the governor already had all the training laid out of what was going to happen with the Arizona cops, and I keep saying sheriff's deputies because deputies are also involved in this, but the federal agents have to be part of this, and Homeland Security is not cooperating with the immigration side of things because of what the Supreme Court ruling is. They don't care. So you're a cop. You now have gone through this sensitivity training, I'm going to call it, in how to actually enforce this new law, the Show Me Your Papers law. And if that's the case, you do everything by the book, what you're supposed to do. You pull someone over for, I'm going to just make something up, I'm going to say, because they went through a stop sign too fast. So that's a normal violation. It's moving violation. So you pull them over, and then you ask for the ID. They don't have the ID. Then you ask if they're in the country illegally after you go through a couple of scenarios. And, of course, I'm cutting to the chase here. But once you do that, then immigration has to be involved. And you call up the Department of Homeland Security or the ICE people or whatever, and, geez, they just can't make it down. They just can't make it down to the part of town where you are, in Phoenix or Tempe or Tucson or wherever it is. Arizona's a huge state, lots of different pockets, and they're not going to cooperate with this crackdown on immigrations. So now agents are fuming, and you got a little already, you already had some of this brewing, but you have law enforcement wars, we'll call it. So this was within hours of the Supreme Court decision on Monday. And what the Department of Homeland Security is saying is that, hey, unless the people are criminals or they pose some kind of a threat to national security, yeah, don't take any action. We're not helping. We're sitting on our hands. We're busy. We got to patrol the border. And they're not doing anything. So ICE is choosing not to cooperate. They're operating on their own set of rules and their own mindset, and they're not going to work with Arizona. They're not going to do that. So now where do you go from here? Well, DHS, they trump local. So federal trumps local again, or state. And they consider the discretion in whether the illegal immigrants are, that they might deport, whether that's something they have to get to immediately. They can refuse it. And so you have a war. That's what I call a war. The Obama administration went through the channels down to Janet Napolitano and then from there and said, forget about it. We're not going to this isn't going to happen. We're not going to do this. We are not going to help when you pull someone over. I mean, they're not spelling that out as much. They're not doing that as much. They're doing it. In other words, they're not copping to it, but they're absolutely already doing it. So you can see that there's going to be problems here with these multiple agreements with different agencies that have now been chopped off. So the federal policy makes it impossible to catch illegals who are criminals unless they're caught in the act. So that's your first problem. That's why Arizona is such a dumping ground. And now you have this, and then, of course, the cat and mouse game that I witnessed myself going out with Border Patrol for a week and seeing how the process worked, and they were overwhelmed, and that's what they had to do. I mean, that's the system. That's what they had to do. So now you're missing out on criminals unless they are killing, raping, kidnapping, burglarizing, pushing mountains of drugs, caught in a tunnel with drugs. I mean, how effective is this? This is a huge problem, and this was the reason why that law kicked in the first place, because the people were furious. They wanted help, and the state was furious, and they wanted help. So now you've got the situation also where you have the executive order, where you have most young illegal immigrants who are going to be allowed to stay in the country and get work visas under certain conditions, as long as they're not a national threat. Well, how many of, and I'm sure some of them are good kids. I'm sure some of them are students. I'm sure some of them have this scenario where they did come over with their parents, but guess what? A chunk of that 850,000, oh, they're not those kind of people. And half of them could be criminals, because ICE has the discretion of who they detain and who they didn't detain. And as I just said, how are you catching, if you're not catching them in the act, if you have a problem identifying them, then they're back on the street again. And they're laughing their heads off, some of these young gang members, because guess what? They can get this pass to, I'll call it this amnesty pass or this working visa pass for 2 years. For 2 years they can do it. Mm. And then you wonder why the feds hate Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Of course they hate him. Maricopa County. He tries to keep it safe, and they try to do everything they can to strip him of any authority whatsoever. And that's why they started a wild witch hunt after him. And listen, I don't care which way you slant. I don't care what your stripes are. I always say this. Things change when your neighborhood is under siege. We can't help it. We're all human. That's what happens. When you're in the middle of the firestorm, then you change your mind on some of the things that you looked at and said, oh, that's just disgraceful. Oh, that's racial profiling. Oh, that's what that's going to lead to. And I don't understand that. Because, frankly, from what I understand, the training is over the top. It's over the top about what you can do and can't do. But regardless, how is any of this going to be enforced at all because of the way it's being handled in Arizona? Ridiculous. Ridiculous. So the Supreme Court, I think, did the right thing by leaving the controversial part of it in place. But is it really going to be effective in that so-called net? How many people are even going to be caught when they're stopped anyway, especially when there's nobody from ICE to come and help, unless somebody's in the middle of a crime? And then that's a whole different can of worms, isn't it? All right, we're going to L.A. next for a conversation with Stephen Showhead.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people will view to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
That would be the voice of Charlie Sheen. I am sure you have heard that 1,000 times. It put him back on the map again. Charlie Sheen from Wall Street and beyond. Each week, Stephen Showhat, the author of Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies, joins us. And this is one of the things that he thought would be fun to kick around. Hey, Stephen, how's your week going?
Oh, hey, great, Kate. Thank you. How's yours?
Good. But before we dive into that, I wanted to ask you about this. Nora Ephron, I didn't even know she had leukemia. She died at the age of 71 after battling leukemia.
Yeah, very sad. She's very talented lady, had a lot of witty things to say, a lot of observations to make, obviously great contributions with movies, had good things going with Meg Ryan for a while with romantic comedies, and she's credited with what a lot of people think is the funniest line in the history of movies. I'll have what she's having from the movie When Harry Met Sally. And the funny thing about that movie is that Meg Ryan really had a problem doing that scene, and what happened was is that Rob Reiner, the director, said, "I'll do it," and of course not with the camera on, but he was reacting to Billy Crystal and making all those noises and things like that. And of course, the woman who actually delivered the line was Rob Reiner's mother, Estelle. So here was Rob Reiner acting out this you know, but he raised the situation in front of his mother. And then, of course, Meg Ryan was able to you know, see how he did it, come back and do it. And then Estelle Reiner topped it off with Nora Ephron's line. And of course, it you know, really appealed to a lot of people.
Yeah, as you said, Meg Ryan was really worked well in her scripts, those romantic comedies, because, of course, the other one was that people remember was Sleepless in Seattle, too.
Right. And you know, that's one thing about Tom Hanks, is he was always willing to do romantic comedies, and a lot of actors aren't willing to do it. I mean, Tom Hanks got... I think he was like the eighth actor chosen in Splash. Everybody turned it down because they thought it was the Mermaids movie. And there are a lot of actors who feel that you know, they're going to get overshadowed by the actors in romantic comedies. But I think Tom Hanks had a great deal of confidence doing them. And you know, again, that was a really good team. And of course, Nora Ephron directed that movie as well. So that's one of the things Nora Ephron said, is that whenever you write a script for somebody else, it becomes their autobiography. And so when she wrote When Harry Met Sally, it really became more about Rob Reiner's going through a divorce and with Penny Marshall and getting back into the dating game. And it's similar to what Woody Allen, I think, felt too, that if you really want control of your movies, you have to direct them yourself or control of your scripts. And you know, obviously it went really well with Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah, and, you know, she was married to Carl Bernstein, then wrote a brutal movie about their marriage called Heartburn that Jack Nicholson was in. Remember that?
Yeah, and he gave her, Carl Bernstein actually gave her a script to read. And she read the script while she was on an airplane flight, and she got to a certain page in the script where I think the lead character was having an affair, and she figured out from that script that he was having an affair. And it just, I mean, at the time she had two children, and it was the most brutal, heartbreaking thing she went through at that time in her life. And that's really what led to Heartburn. And she said, you know, Heartburn was funny, but she was absolutely miserable when she first wrote it.
Yeah. So sad about Nora Ephron. We switch from Nora Ephron to the amazing career of Charlie Sheen. This guy has more than nine lives. I think people really like Charlie Sheen and want to root for him. Am I right?
Well, a lot of people do. I kind of go back and forth on it personally, to be honest with you. I mean, I kind of root for everybody, but then, you know, when people do things that are off-putting, it's, you know, it can be a turn off.
I mean,
the thing about Charlie Sheen is, ever since he entered TV, when he took Michael Fox's place in Spin City, when Michael J. Fox was sick, it shocked the executives of that show that the ratings went up. And so obviously he's always been a tremendous television star. Now he's revealing now, I mean, he's coming back, obviously, and he's revealing a lot of things like, when he went to the hospital and people thought he was on the drug overdose, he is saying that people got it wrong. What really happened was he was watching Dave Chappelle on TV and laughed so hard that he had a hernia. It was the Dave Chappelle skit where Dave Chappelle is a blind man who doesn't realize he's black and becomes a white supremacist.
Yes.
And it is a very, very, very funny skit. And apparently that really hurt Charlie Sheen. And so he called the hospital, and then he was fired from 2 and a Half Men. And, of course, to back up Charlie Sheen's claim, he won the lawsuit against 2 and a Half Men because he said, they can't fire me for having a hernia. It's a breach of contract. So it's funny, but he's blaming Dave Chappelle for a lot of his problems. You know? I mean, so now he's back with a show that he owns, or it has a piece of the ownership of, Anger Management. There's a lawsuit going on about that show but it doesn't personally involve Charlie Sheen's deal. Now the deal is, and I think it'll pay off, but it's something I've never heard of before. He's going to do 10 episodes of Anger Management, and if they get the ratings on FX, if they get the necessary numbers, they're going to order 90 more shows, and then I'll have 100 shows to put into syndication. But he's going to do the 90 shows in the next 2 years. I mean, most shows go 5 years before they get 100 episodes. So his work schedule is going to be absolutely enormous. And the reviews are good so far. I haven't been able to catch it yet. Again, he's playing a character named Charlie, but a little bit different from Two and a Half Men. He's not focusing on the womanizing. He's an anger therapist, a former baseball player who broke his knee by getting angry and slamming a bat down on it. And he's working with people sort of like the Bob Newhart show, where they have all these people in the therapy that he's trying to help, and he's trying to get over his own anger issues. And he does in real life have anger issues. He had a recent incident where he left the arena at the LA Kings game during the hockey playoffs and smoked a cigarette, and then got furious when he was not allowed back in and took it out on the ticket taker and regretted it later on. So, I mean, obviously these characters are never an exact replica of Charlie Sheen, but they are loosely based on some things in his real life. And he says, and a lot of actors say this, but he says if he can get through these 2 years, this will be his swan song and he'll no longer act. But I mean, Brando said that when he won the Academy Award for On the Waterfront in 1954. So it doesn't always turn out that way.
Yeah, it's interesting. Of the Sheen kids, though, he's the most, and they all have had interesting careers and still have interesting careers, because he's got four kids. Martin Sheen had four kids, but he's the most successful box office wise, isn't he?
I'd have to check on the box office. I'm sure he probably is, but he's definitely the most successful in TV by far.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know if Emilio's movies like St. Elmo's Fire or The Breakfast Club, obviously did very well. I'll tell you, one of the things that happened was, if you go back, Oliver Stone, when he wrote the movie Platoon, it was back in 1968, and he actually wanted Jim Morrison to star in it, and he sent him the script, and of course Jim Morrison died in 1971, and Oliver Stone never knew what he thought about the script. The manager sent it back, so it took 18 years, 1986, for Platoon to be made. Now, had that movie been made at any other time, it's very unlikely that he would have chosen Charlie Sheen. But at the time that it was going on, Charlie Sheen, even though he had lived in the Philippines when his father made the movie Apocalypse Now, had mostly been raised in Malibu, and Oliver Stone thought he'd be a fish out of water. And before that, Charlie Sheen was hanging out with his Santa Monica High School buddies like Sean Penn, Chris Penn, Rob Lowe, and he'd go out to restaurants, and he admittedly got very jealous when people would come up to the other guys and fawn over them and then ask him, Charlie, hey, man, what do you do for a living? So I mean, that movie gave him the opportunity, and of course, his career did quite – I mean, he obviously had success in the movies, with movies like Major League and Wall Street, but his career definitely took a positive turn with Spin City and Two and a Half Men.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Interesting stuff, as always. Stephen Showhead, pick up his book at Amazon. You can get it really wherever books are sold. Hollywood Stories. Thanks so much, Stephen. We'll talk to you again next week.
You got it, Kate.
And, you know, the interesting thing, too, if you don't know the story about Stephen, he has worked for at least a decade as a tour guide in L.A. He's got just hundreds of Hollywood stories. And I'll tell you, sightseers just love listening to Stephen's stories, because I think he's the best storyteller that I've had on the show, bar none, honestly. We're still continuing to go to the movies. We're going to do that next here on America Tonight.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I shot Sheriff.
Always fun to talk about the movies. All of you know by now I'm a huge movie hound. Opening this week, Spider-Man. Wow, Spider-Man. They even have a countdown if you go to the website. 6 days, 6 hours, and blah, 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 minutes, and so on and so forth. And also, my pal Matthew McConaughey's got a movie coming out, Magic Mike. There's People Like Us. There's Ted, Tyler Perry. Madea's back. Witness Protection is that movie. There's always something cooking when it comes to the movies. So here in America tonight, besides going to Hollywood, as we did in our last segment, how about catching a movie? Is where do you catch a movie and catch Chow at the same time? Brian Schultz joins us, and what a concept he's got working. Studio Movie Grill, and man, they are popping up all over the place. They're based in Dallas, actually, and in the 90s was where the whole thing started to kick up, that whole idea of entertainment and, you know, the cinema and dining at the same time. I'll tell you, the first time I ever did it, I thought it was awesome because instead of hurrying, rushing to grab something to eat, to hurry up to get to the movies in time, which seemed to happen to me a lot, I could just do it all at the same place. Brian, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Glad to be here, Kate.
Do you hear that a lot from people, that the whole idea of the date night, the dinner and the movie and all that other sort of stuff, isn't it great for it just to be in one place? Is that why it works so well?
Yeah, it works for a lot of different reasons, mostly because we're getting so busy in our lives now.
and the efficiency of doing everything, dinner, drinks, and a movie all at one time is so important. And the ability to spend time with a spouse, your kids, you know, a family, a friend, you know, it's getting harder and harder. So putting all those things together is a great way to spend time. It makes it easy.
Yeah, and Studio Movie Grills are in a lot of different places. Nationwide, where is Studio Movie Grill?
We're in Dallas, we're in Houston, we're in Atlanta, we're in Chicago, and we're in the Phoenix, Scottsdale market.
Yeah. Do you see the popularity on the rise? In other words, do you see this just the concept that you have the whole Studio Movie Grill thing just continuing?
Yeah, you know, we started doing this in the early 90s, and it was really born out of this idea that I absolutely loved movies, but I hated the movie-going experience without service, without good quality, and without alcoholic beverages, to be quite honest. And, you know, fast forward all these years, all of a sudden it's becoming the overnight kind of hot trend.
So what's the – I like that overnight. That's good. When you have an overnight sensation, it takes a while to build it up. That's when it really sticks around, Brian, as you know. So when you go to the movies, you said it, you can grab – you know, you can have a beer, you can have a cocktail. What other things can people get on the menu besides it's not about necessarily nachos and popcorn?
Yeah, there's a little bit of something for everybody. You know, I've been reading all these articles about Mayor Bloomberg and obesity and all these things. And, you know, from day one, we've always had healthy items on the menu because, you know, a lot of my friends are very fit and on the healthier stuff. I kind of like the high-calorie stuff myself. So you can get anything from, you know, fresh vegetables, great salads. Everything's fresh, made to order. You can get grilled chicken, or you can go heavy with, you know, ribs, burgers, pizzas, everything to my very favorite, the frozen hot chocolate, one of our signature desserts.
Ooh, frozen hot chocolate. That sounds good. So when people come in, as people are trying to visualize this, listening to us in Illinois, as you mentioned, Chicago and other places around Texas and Atlanta, et cetera, they sit at tables, or you can sit at tables, and then I think also you can just sit where you're there and you've got right in front of you, you have a place for the food, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You have a great place to put your food out. It's all tiered stadium seating, so we don't distract from the movie. The goal is that you get there about 30 minutes before, get your chance to relax, get your order in. All the food comes out, or let's say 95% of the food's out before the main feature begins. And then you have a little light that you press this button that gives a buzzer in the hall when you need additional service. So we try and stay out of the way of the movie. But when we focus on the food, when we first started, it was kind of frozen food, more like stadium or bar-type food. And then we started to get really into it. We have this passion for movies, and we thought, well, you know, it's just as important that we have the same passion for the food. So as we've learned and evolved, you know, some folks just come in at these nice lounges that we have and have a drink and have the food because they like it that much. And we're starting to get a little bit of a takeout business as well, which has been really fun and gratifying.
Yeah, no kidding. If you're getting takeout business, they're going to the theater to get your food to take out. Wow, that's wild. And dealing with the movie companies, you get first run movies. Is that fun for you to, I mentioned some of the movies that were coming up. Is that fun to be able to be involved in that process or have people involved in it?
Boy, I'll tell you, that was the toughest part of the whole thing when we first started. The movie theater restaurants weren't considered regular movie theaters, so we weren't able to get first-run movies, and it really took years and years, and we were the first ones in the country to break down that barrier to get first-run movies. So that was, you know, a big deal for us. And, you know, having all that product and going through the movies, watching them in advance, it's really a pleasure in selecting them for our different demographics, different neighborhoods. You know, it's a real treat.
And that's what they do? They send you advanced copies, and then you go from there?
We get some advanced copies, like shortened versions to watch. Sometimes we, oddly enough, although we're all competitors, go and watch the movies together in a screening room. And so we're very competitive, different operators, but we're kind of a small, tight community as well.
Oh, that has to be exciting. All right, coming up more on the movies, Brian Schultz, continued success with Studio Movie Grill. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate.
food, you would think that would be a layup, because I think it's the best thing going. I was shocked when I first heard about them, and I've ever since then, since I discovered it, it's just a perfect way to kill two birds with one stone and be comfortable when you're actually watching the flick. So, Spider-Man, I mentioned this. I don't know if I'm kind of interested in the new Spider-Man. I'm not sure why, because I liked the other Spider-Man flicks with the original cast, and it's not the same guy who's playing Spider-Man, but it still looks pretty good. Maybe it's just the previews that I've seen, so I am interested in Spider-Man. If you missed some movies, because you know how quickly now, boom, the movie comes out, and then before you know it, already it's on DVD. Do you believe that 21 Jump Street, I don't know how that did at the box office, apparently not all that great. You have Jonah Hill in that. You have Channing Tatum's in that, too. Popular guy, Ice Cube, etc. And so 21 Jump Street, the Johnny Depp television series, remember that whole thing? And it's kind of a remake of that. And actually, Johnny Depp has an appearance in it. Wrath of the Titans, that seemed like that was pretty quick. Liam Neeson, and Sam Worthington is in that. And a whole bunch of other people that you would recognize. And here we go, back again after one defeat, back for more, if you watched the first Titans, if you remember. Here's a movie that I saw, Mirror, Mirror. And that's that whole Snow White thing again. And Julia Roberts plays the main character here instead of Charlize Theron, who was in the other version, which I actually like the other version better. It's a little more edgy. This one, a little brighter. Still has a kind of a dark side. And Nathan Lane is in it. It's pretty funny in it. But it's a good kids movie. It's more kids than I think the other one. The Snowman, what was it called? The Snow White and the Falconer, or the Falconers, or something like that. The Artist is a movie that won all kinds of awards, Academy Awards, and this one did take a long time to come out, but it's silent, so it's the whole silent movie thing. It looks pretty good. John Goodman's in it, Penelope Ann Miller, and a whole bunch of other people that did a great job from what I could see. I didn't see it. It's one of the ones I missed, so I would pick this up on DVD, too. And then there's one called The Perfect Family. Kathleen Turner's in it, and she's the suburban mother, the devout Catholic woman who has to keep up experiences. She's running for Catholic Woman of the Year. I don't know. That could be a good sleeper rental. That didn't stay at the movies very long, which means, like I said, it could be a good sleeper movie, a good DVD rental. Anyway, don't forget we have our cheap movie reviews on America Tonight on Friday. Always so fun to let you hear little snippets of the movies and talk about some of the things that are happening in the movies. And actually, we're going to start talking to more of the actors in some of those flicks. Any thoughts?
I want you to want to be here. This is fantastic. This is great.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.